The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday the 30th of April. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester United have taken a big step towards the Europa League final after beating Roma 6-2 in the first leg of their last four tie at Old Trafford last night. They scored five times in the second half as they came from behind to win. Edinson Cavani and Bruno Fernandes found the net twice each, with Paul Pogba and Mason Greenwood also scoring late on. Arsenal lost 2-1 away to Villarreal, where both sides finished with 10 players. United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says his team have learned from losing last season's semi-final.
We're a year older, more experienced. Of course, we picked a quite experienced team today to handle setbacks, and they did.
Leicester City have got the chance to open up a 10-point gap over fifth place West Ham in the Premier League tonight. Brendan Rodgers' team will consolidate their position in the top four if they win at Southampton. SSE Electricity League Premier Division leader St Pat's host Longford this evening. There's a quarter to six start at Richmond Park, with Sligo Rovers away to Drogheda at the same time. In the quarter to eight kickoffs, reigning champions Shamrock Rovers make the trip to Finn Harps, and Waterford host Dundalk, while Derry City hope to build on last week's win at Sligo when they go to Bohemians. In rugby, Ulster look to book their place in a first ever European Challenge Cup final this evening. Dan McFarlane's side, who've won on the road in England in the last 16 and quarter finals, go to Leicester Tigers in the last four of the competition. Eric O'Sullivan, Marty Moore, Alan O'Connor and Jordy Murphy have all been brought in to start for the Northern Province for the Welford Road encounter. Leinster head coach Leo Cullen will name his 15 later for Sunday's trip to La Rochelle in the Champions Cup semis. With captain Johnny Sexton ruled out, the Pro 14 champions are set to start Ross Byrne at out half against Ronan O'Gara's team. Gary Ringrose and James Ryan are both in contention to start. The Grade 1 Paddy Power Champion Hurdle is the feature on the penultimate day of the Punchestown Festival. Henry de Bromhead's Cheltenham Champion Hurdle winning mare Honeysuckle will bid to follow up that victory this evening. Honeysuckle will be ridden by Rachel Blackmore and is set to face eight rivals, including Epatant and Charger. Bob Ollinger will be also odds on to win the Grade 1 Champion Novice Hurdle for Blackmore and de Bromhead. Racing gets underway with the Hunter's Chase at 20-4. Stuart Bingham and Mark Selby will resume at four frames all today in the World Snooker Championship semi-finals in Sheffield. The first to 17 in the clash of the former champions will advance to the decider. Kyron Wilson is 6-2 up on Sean Murphy in the other last four encounter. In golf, Gray McDowell is 3-over par after his opening round at the Valspar Championship in Florida. That's 10 shots behind the leader Keegan Bradley. Meanwhile, Shane Lowry says he was inspired by the Limerick businessman JP McManus to get involved with Offaly GAA. With McManus' backing, Limerick have won two of the last three All-Ireland hurling crowns. Lowry's committed to sponsoring his native county for the next five seasons, while also being a partner on their fundraising efforts. The Open champion says he wanted to help the Faithfuls County Board.
When I see the love Michael Dignan has for Offaly GAA and what he wants to do, and, you know, it's not an easy job that he's after undertaking. And, you know, like I said, it's a long road ahead of him and a long road ahead of everyone else. But it's something that everyone involved is very passionate about, and that I'm very passionate about as well. And, you know, hopefully with a bit of funding and the right structures in place along the way, that we can get back to, you know, a competitive level that we feel like where we belong, I suppose.
None of each sport teams will be able to resume outdoor collective training from next month. The government has approved training sessions in pods of up to 15 people from the 10th of May. Games without fans will be permitted from June the 7th, with gyms and swimming pools also opening on that day. Now, coming up on OTBAM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan, we're speaking to Alan Quinlan, Dearan O'Sullivan, Hector O'Hookagon and Andy Mitten. Then tonight it's Friday Night Racing. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.